So thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us this wonderful example. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Take 7, is it?
I don't remember when we finish. But
yeah, this is it. Just trying to remember what's going on here. Prasad Wolf. Okay, Navi. Lord Vishnu appeared in front of the sacrifice.
Yeah. Lord Vishnu.
Book 7, Canto 5, Chapter 3. Engage in your worship with many things and have offered sacrifice unto you. But we think there is no need for so many arrangements to please your lordship. Report. Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one is offered variety of foods, but has no appetite, the offering has no value. In a big sacrificial ceremony, there may be many things accumulated to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if there is no devotion, attachment, or love for the Lord, the arrangement is useless. The Lord is completely complete in Himself. He does not need anything from us. However, if we offer Him a little water, a flower, and a tulsi leaf, He will accept them. Bhakti devotional service is the main way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not a question of arranging huge sacrifice. The priests were regretful, thinking that they were not on the path of devotional service, and that their sacrifice was not pleasing to the Lord. Next verse. All of life's goals and opulences are directly, self-sufficiently, increasingly, and unlimitedly increasing in you at every moment. Indeed, you are unlimited enjoyment and blissful existence itself. As far as we are concerned, O Lord, we are always after material enjoyment. You do not need all these sacrificial arrangements, but they are meant for us so that we can may be benedicted by your lordship. All these sacrifices are performed for our fruitive results, and they are not actually needed by you. Report. Being self-sufficient, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need huge sacrifices. Fruitive activity for more opulent life is for those who desire such material opulences for their interest. Yagnata tamano yata loka yam karma bandhana. If you do not act to satisfy the Supreme Lord, we engage in Maya's activities. We may construct a gorgeous temple and spend thousands of dollars, but such a temple is not required by the Lord. The Lord has many millions of temples for His residence, and He does not need our attempt. He doesn't require opulent activity at all. Such engagement is meant for our benefit. If we engage our money in constructing a gorgeous temple, we are freed from the reactions of our endeavors. This is for our benefit. In addition, if we attempt to do something nice for the Supreme Lord, He is pleased with us and gives us His benediction. In conclusion, the gorgeous arrangements are not for the Lord's sake, but for our own sake. If we somehow or other receive blessings and benedictions from the Lord, our consciousness can be purified and we can become eligible to return home back to Godhead. One more. O Lord of Lords, you are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma. We are completely ignorant of the execution of Dharma, Artha, Karma, and Moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually, you are present here just so we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory, called Apavarga, liberation. You've come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Report. Lord Vishnu was personally present in the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archivigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchitananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, He comes in a form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood. Therefore, He accepts a form of stone and wood and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although He has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, He agrees to act as He does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It is out of His causeless mercy that the Lord appears in the sacrificial arena of Maharaja Navi. Jnana Timirandasya Jivakadasalakayam Chakshusmiritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavisam Chapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dadati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitya Nanda Shri Adaita Radha Shiva Sri Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the priests have a realization by seeing the Lord. It's like Guru Maharaj, when he saw the Lord, he also got realization that his mentality was not proper, that he was coming to the Lord for the wrong reason. Therefore, he could appreciate that the Lord was just coming to him out of causeless mercy. The Lord didn't have to. It's not a foolish thing that you do something and you get the result like that, automatically. But it's up to the sweet will of the Lord. So the priests especially, they were purified by seeing the Lord in that sense that they realized that they had some motive. It's like Guru Maharaj realized he had some motive. And so they became very humble and prayed to the Lord very feelingly that my motive is wrong, but your kindness is such that out of your causeless mercy you've agreed to come, even though I'm not pure. But by your coming, you're giving us a chance to become pure. So in the same way, Prabhupada said, the deity in the temple agrees to come so that we can render service out of his causeless mercy. Now, this is the special mercy of the Lord, that he takes on the form of the deity to give us an opportunity to serve him. And what do we need to serve him? Really, we only need a devotional attitude. If we have a nice attitude, then we shall be happy to reciprocate with us. So how do we keep a nice attitude, nice spiritual attitude? Well, we feel ourselves very meek and humble, dependent on the Lord, because the fact is the Lord is not something material that we can demand from, or we can expect even, that he'll be our order supplier. He's not our order supplier. So if we have the right attitude, then we'll be able to see that whatever he's arranging for me, that's for my benefit, for my purification. So this is the mood of these priests. So they're interested in qualifying themselves. So that should be the right attitude. That we are approaching the Lord, not with any demand, but with a hope that the Lord will reciprocate with us so that we become pure for it. It should be the attitude that we're not demanding anything, but we're presenting. We used to do this in front of Prabhupada, that we go and say and present ourselves. Well, Prabhupada, this is my position. This is what I can do. This is now I'm finished with this, or whatever position we were in. And then just try to, present ourselves in an honest way so that Srila Prabhupada could engage us according to what he thought would be best for his movement, the Lord Chaitanya's movement. So in the same way, when we come in front of the Lord, we should present ourselves like that. Well, this is my position. Please engage me. When we chant this Maha Mantra, we're praying like that. Please engage me. And then so Krishna will reciprocate. This is his promise. But we have to be, first of all, sincere about wanting to be engaged as the Lord desires, not by our demand. We come in front of the Lord with a demand, well, you have to engage me in this way. Then that won't be so pleasing to the Lord. Because he may have another purpose for us. And so we have to be open to that. This is the mood of the devotee, to try to really be open for the ongoing revelation coming from the Lord. The Lord is ready to reveal to us, but we're not prepared to follow his instruction. This is the difficulty. Okay? So how do we keep that service attitude? This is what's required. Well, one way is we give up our, we're ready to give up our plans. Like Prabhupada was writing down his plans for the coming year. And the Lord, he said, oh, Prabhupada, you have your plan. He said, yes, I have my plans, but Krishna has his plan. So we can have plans. But we should be open to the plan of the Lord. The Lord may change. He may desire something else now. We have to be ready for that, in other words, to go. On either side, whichever way the Lord points us. And that should be our consciousness. And that's also a natural consciousness. We mentioned on this point, we are dependent, eternal. But it's natural to be controlled or to be directed. It's simply due to false ego that we think we're the controller, we're the director. And here in the material world, of course, everybody has a disease, and so it's easy for us to also, in the association of others with a disease, to become diseased. This is the right. We have to keep ourselves quarantined. Quarantine means if you have a disease, you're not allowed to go into the population. They keep you in a certain place. So we also have to be careful not to mix with these diseased people in such a way that we'll take up their mentality. What is their mentality? They think that they're the controller, the director, and they have so many plans that they want to fulfill. So we have to give up that. Now, not that we can't have plans, but it has to be tentative on the sanction of the Lord. Just like Krishnadas Kaviraj. He was feeling a desire to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devotees were encouraging him to write. But then first he went to his deity, and he asked, "Is this your desire for me?" So he was open to this. The plan of the Lord. And a flower garland came, and then we took it as a sign that, yes, the Lord wants me to compile this literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all about Lord Chaitanya. So, like that, we have to be sincerely available for the pleasure of the Lord. So, whenever we have a plan, we should come to the Lord and ask Him for His blessing, for blessings, and blessing of the Vaishnavas, that we want to do this. Is this pleasing to you? In that way, we can be sure that we're on the right path. Otherwise, everybody has a plan in this world, but those plans are taking us away from Krishna. They're simply based out of some false idea of who I am and what is the purpose of life. So that those who reach that goal, they may have plans, but their goal never satisfies them. They're always feeling dissatisfied. Whereas a devotee, even though his plan may be very simple, but if it's sanctioned by the Lord, then he finds satisfaction there, just like Prabhupada is saying here. You don't have to construct a gorgeous temple to please the Lord. You can offer a little water and leave. But also, you can construct a gorgeous temple. By getting the approval of Guru and Gauranga, then we can make so many nice temples. So, both things have to be adjusted. Any questions?
Is it very difficult to recognize what Krishna
No, it's not so difficult. Therefore, Guru is required.
Yeah, but sometimes spiritual master is in another place, and we don't have some good
contact. No, but if there's serious decision we have to make in our life, for ordinary things, whether I should brush my teeth or not, you don't have to consult spiritual master. But for serious considerations, why not? We can consult. Why is this so far? I mean, small things we may do. And then otherwise we'll find that that we make mistakes. By acting impulsively without getting sanction. Or the other side is, if our intention is good, we really want to please Krishna, even that mistake is not an ordinary mistake, because we learn from that. We won't make that same mistake again, so we become a better person, we become more humble, we become more surrender. And we become less whimsical. We everything we do, we consider, is this pleasing to the Lord? We don't do anything during the course of the day which is just whimsical. And then even we have to make a decision, but we know that the spiritual master will be pleased with that. We feel his presence, we have his blessing, because our desire is pure, just like Prabhupada said. I was never alone. I was always feeling the presence of my spiritual master when he was alone in New York, was coming. But because he was acting on the order of his spiritual master, he was always feeling the spiritual master's presence, and therefore, he was only acting under the authority. Otherwise, the tendency is to just do whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. But that kind of activity can't be offered to the Lord. Like I tell one story, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. We went on a morning walk, and Randa Bodhi, Prabhupada's personal service, his servant, Nanda Kumar's name, he had recently come to India. Few days back. So Prabhupada was walking and he turned and he said, "Where's Nanda Kumar?" And there was about 15 people. And some devotee said, "Well, Prabhupada, he went to Delhi. He's not happy here in India. He's getting his return ticket back to the West." So Prabhupada immediately became annoyed. He said, "Just see. He's not accepting." Those who make their own plans, they're always in anxiety because the plan doesn't work. But if we first of all submit to the Lord, then, well, we're actually the servant. Whatever, you know, whatever the direction we're going, we know this is the Lord's plan, so there's no failure there. Even if it may appear to be a failure, if the Lord is pleased, then it's not a failure. It's like Prabhupada. He appeared to fail before he came to the West. He started that League of Devotees. He wasn't successful. He was looking, trying to get a big house for some big governor's wife or something. He got it instead. And so he couldn't start. He wasn't able to start his movement there. He was hoping to start the International, you know, League of Devotees. So it looked like he failed. Even some of his godbrothers were saying, "What is the use of this person? He's not successful." He was, you know, close to 70 years old. He hadn't done anything. Had one disciple. Looked like a failure. From the outside. But his consciousness was good. Therefore, he was ready to do it. When Krishna wanted him to come to the West, then he was ready. Because he was keeping it. A surrendered consciousness. Srila Bhagavatam Ki. We won't make that same mistake again, so we become a better person, we become more humble, we become more surrendered. And we become less whimsical. Everything we do, we consider, is this pleasing to the Lord?